This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 412 and three quarters, down 2. May corn, 421 and a quarter, down 1 and three quarters. July corn, 428, down 1 and three quarters. January soybeans, 1041 and three quarters, down 5 and three quarters. March soybeans, 1048 and three quarters, down 5 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1056, down 5. March wheat, 615 and a half, up 4 and three quarters. May wheat, 619, up 4 and a quarter. July wheat, 620 and a quarter, up 3 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Technical selling dropped corn and soybean prices at the point of trade, while wheat prices inched higher on technical buying. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 2 lower at 375 to 393. Soybean bids were down 5 to 6 cents at 994 to 1027. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 379 to 397, while soybean bids were 2 to 8 cents lower at 1019 to 1052. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 cents at 384 to 398, soybean bids 3 to 6 cents lower, ranging from 1027 to 1050, and the wheat bids up 3 to 5 cents at 516 to 580. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 1037 to 1052, basis steady, ranging from 5 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 402.40 to 433.40 per ton. That is $1.30 to $2.30 per ton lower, with basis steady, ranging from 25 to 56 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 2 cents at 401 to 413, with basis steady, range from 12 under to option the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 3 cents lower at $3.95 to $4, with basis mixed ranging from 18 to 13 under the March. Soybeans down 8 to 9 cents at 1044 to 1051, with basis 2 to 3 cents lower at 2 to 9 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 419 to 420. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 to 7 cents, with quotations at 1074 to 1076. Soft red winter wheat up 5 cents at 615 to 616, while the Milo ended 2 to 7 cents lower at 462 to 463. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 391 up to 407. New crop soybean bids at 966 to 998. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 391 up to 407. New crop soybean bids at 984 to $10 even. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 377 to 407. New crop soybean bids at 967 to 995, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from 561 up to 590. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $166.50, up $1.75. February live cattle, $165, up $2.52. April live cattle, $164.17, up $2.70. January feeder cattle, $217.45, up $3.72. March feeder cattle, $215.67, up $3.77. April feeder cattle, $216.45, up $3.75. February lean hogs, $81.80, up 25 cents. April lean hogs, $84.65, up 45 cents. May lean hogs, $88.50, up 80 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Monday, the 29th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $72.30 to $75.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $73.18. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 2 to 3 lower, with light demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 35 to 40, 4 to 5 weight at 39 to 44, and 5 to 6 weight at 42 to 45, and over 6 weight at 45 to 48. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $46 to $52. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,302. Carthage Livestock Auction Report, special bred cow. Red cows, medium and large. Second stage, young, $1,700 to $4,200. Bred cows, medium and large, third stage, young, $2,300 to $3,600. Bred cows, large, second stage, young, $2,300 to $3,400. Bred cows, large, second stage, middle-aged, at $2,000 to $3,100. Bred cows, large, second stage, aged, at $1,600 $2,100. Bred cows, second and third stage, aged at $1,550. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 324 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.88, which was 70 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses are $245.67, which is $1.15 higher, and select carcasses at $236.51, which was 90 cents higher. For the estimated daily select slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000 compared to 115,000 last week and 133,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 437,000 compared to 435,000 last week and 437,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
As farmers in Argentina prepare for a new year, Ag Professional reported last week they will also plan for more protests surrounding farm policy reforms. One of the country's main farm groups says they will push candidates toward reforming policies that growers say are killing their profits. Demonstrations in the past have stopped Argentine farm exports for months, straining government revenue and putting upward pressure on world food prices. Two of the three presumed main candidates have promised to lower the 35% export tax that the government slaps on soybeans and have also promised to loosen the strict corn and wheat export quota system that growers say complicate crop planting. Argentina is the world's number three soybean exporter and top supplier of soy meal for livestock feed. It is also a major producer of wheat, shipped mostly to neighboring Brazil, and a major producer of corn. The October 2015 election is likely to play a key role in farm policy reforms in Argentina. More details are available for actual production history yield exclusion, or APH, the program that will provide relief to farmers affected by severe weather, including drought. USDA has released what crops and when counties are eligible for the Farm Bill program in 2015. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis explains how it works.
The way it works is when a farmer has crop insurance, the amount that they can insure is based upon their previous yield history, what they produced every year. What this does is if you're in an area where everybody suffered a major loss, the county suffered over 50% loss, you have the option for those years in question to drop that yield out of your record, and that allows you to have a higher insurance coverage so you can protect more of your crop the next year.
Willis says the best resources for producers are either their local farm service agency or the USDA website.
We have a fact sheet online, we have some question and answer, and one of the things we're going to provide by the end of the year are some maps. So a farmer can go online and look at their county, their state, and see if they're eligible for this.
Producers can find those details at rma.usda.gov. Merck Animal Health has come up with a new program and hotline for dairy producers out there. I spoke with John Grettinger of Merck Animal Health.
It's very simple, and when we talk about care, we're talking about care of the animals, so we want to talk about the best possible care, which includes talking about the people that we're going to hire, having the SOPs that would be in place when you're hiring the people, and primarily focusing on how you take care of those animals, and proper care of the animals certainly give the proper milk at the end of the day.
Oh yes, I think everyone can agree that healthy and happy animals are key to the production system. They just produce better.
That's right.
I see CARE here is more of a acronym, or that's how it is presented.
Sure, it stands for Customer Animal Resource Unit. So that's what we provide to the dairyman. We provide a number of resources, such as animal handling videos, so you know how to handle the videos, you know how to talk to your employees, you know what your employees are expected to do for the animals and care for the animals.
How has this been met? Has this been one of the primary challenges as a dairyman is to make sure that employees know exactly what they're doing and everyone's on the same page? Is this to facilitate that?
I think what I talk about is that it helps focus. So I think all dairymen, I think there's very, very few dairymen who don't want to treat their animals correctly. But in many cases, they don't give that same type of information to the employees that they hire. So this helps them focus on what they need to talk to their employees. It also gives them an opportunity if they go in and register for DairyCare365.com, they can register. And then if something does happen, like occasionally does happen, where an employee that isn't trained properly or doesn't do the proper things and one of these videos get taken, they have a hotline that they can call and get a professional to help them with the communications that could take place afterwards. And I think I always refer to it like having an emergency, a fire emergency. So when you train your family, what happens when that fire? If you don't have a training, you know, everything can blow up. If you have the training and your focus, then you can have a plan that you can execute.
And there is that feel in the agriculture industry as a whole. We have seen these videos that get leaked online, so there is a little bit of a feel of someone lurking over our shoulder. So I think it's really unique that you say that you're providing this hotline.
Yes, I think it's very, and the reactions that we've gotten for this has been extremely positive. And you know, we all want to do the right thing, and we're not talking about products here, we're talking about health. And we want to say that from Merck Animal Health, we're doing more than just talking about products.
Very true, very true. So if someone was interested in learning more about Dairy Care 365, how would they do so?
Either talk to your representative from Merck, or otherwise go into www.dairycare365.com, and all of the information is there. You can sign up for the program, and then that gives you the benefits afterwards.
Again, that was John Grettinger with Merck Animal Health. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is inviting all owners and occupiers of lands lying within that district to their annual meeting and election of directors. The meeting will be held on January 15th and will include a light supper and a presentation given by Liz Corrado of Elevate Energy. Those interested in attending should RSVP by January 13th by calling 217-532-3610. Again, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting will be taking place January 15th. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.